The Thursday edition of Don't LeBron Stops. Remember, we take a break for the regional roundup just 5 minutes before noon, and again for the latest at 12:30. Brian Stocks, our caller, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here, Corey.
All right, go right ahead, man.
Right.
Now, thanks for holding.
Corey, there will be individuals who would have paid Rodots in December, November, and January, who may also want to join the line for a rebate. Mm-hmm. But what the government must consider, if they go the route of the rebate, is that they must consider these individuals would have used the road and a portion of their taxes as well.
Correct.
So
correct.
They can't come back looking for all.
You want to know your prorating. I got many WhatsApps here telling me about the prorating system, and everybody got suggestions. Sure, we could figure it out. We are intelligent people, you know. Okay. Sometimes we behave otherwise, but we are intelligent people, man.
No, the next point I want to get is I heard a lot of conversation about the license authority should be relieved of their duties in the issuing of the disc. I don't subscribe to that view. I believe it should remain under the license authority. Let me explain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and the caller made the point yesterday, and I believe he would probably peep up my notes. Mm-hmm. Now, the insurance companies in this country offer to their clients a privilege. I will call it a privilege where they can pay their premium. And parts. Some get 3 months, 6 months, 9 months. I think some companies go as far as 9 months. Yeah. Right? What should obtain, Corey, and that's why I believe it should remain with the licensing authority, is that those persons who just get a cover note to keep the police from running them down, that sticker should bear a particular color for the temporary cover note. And the ones that have the certificate, the year certificate, should also bear a different color. So that when these vehicles are on the road, who just went to the license authority to secure the sticker, and then don't go back at all to pay the other parts of their insurance, putting myself and my children and family at risk if they should knock them down, what should obtain in relation to the color is that the police now would be able to identify those vehicles where part payments have been made on the insurance. So that police then would have the opportunity to stop these vehicles as they see fit to ensure that there is a continuation of the payment on the cover note to bring it up to a full payment, that they have a 12-month coverage rather than only 30 days and 31 days, right? The next thing, Corey, is that this coming from we need to get the IT platform, and that once, let me say for argument's sake, your insurance is due, and I think one of the things we can explore as well, Corey, is the overtime, let the holder of motor vehicle insurance pay the insurance in the birth month. The reason I'm suggesting this, Corey, is simply this, that persons will know when their insurance falls due, just how we pay our driver's license in our birth month. And that once that is within your birth month, Corey, what would happen is that when you present before the last day of your birth month, one at the presentation of the cover note, the certificate, insurance certificate or whatever, then the sticker can be mailed to you to keep the crowd out of the pine. So mm-hmm. In other words, I won't have to go and line up in the line just to get a sticker. Once I've presented mine to any bar outlet, I've presented my cover note, my policy to any bar outlet, it is documented, and the postman can bring in the mail the sticker that has to go on the machine. So I don't have to go to the pine to line up for a sticker. You follow me so far?
I like that better than what obtains now, but I would prefer to completely decentralize it. As in, I don't hear about long lines in insurance companies. I think that insurance companies are a lot more comfortable. You have your culture, you have your coffee, you have your juice, and some even have the donuts. I know those ones. But what he's saying is that even if we do it the way you're talking about, the whole idea is to present that ease, because I think it's a waste of an opportunity to take people from the horror of lining up for road tax. to line up for what WhatsApper call a $0 disk. Because the state benefits nothing from having, and the thing is, when we look at the cost of even having to print the stickers, pass on the insurance, although I feel the insurance will pass it on to us, but the state is absorbing the cost of putting people at counters, electricity, AC, printing of these stickers, regulating and so on, inputting data and keeping data and so on, whereas they are not gaining anything from it directly. So that's my only concern. But I think that these are healthy discussions to have, because we know say government by the people. Because when I listen to Poor at Bastard, Patrick, you would agree, this is government by the people. Everybody now is involved in the administration of the country, or would like to be involved, because we're just making suggestions. But at least we feel like we have a stake in this and we can make commentary on it.
But for the point I want to make in closing is that if some insurance companies now offer their clients the opportunity to pay their premiums and the insurance online, and they can mail the cover note to them at the mailing address. What I'm saying is that why can I, from the comfort of my home, having paid my insurance and the cover note has been mailed to me, I then go online.
I like that mail thing too, by the way, mailing. I love it.
By an IT platform set up by the licensing authority, that when I get the cover note in my hands through the mail, I can then go online through the same medium platform, from IT platform from the licensing authority, and make the application for the disk to be mailed to me without me even having... So in other words, I can do all of these things because the technology is there. The technology is there. So you pay your premium, have the cover note mailed to you, and then you can then in turn make the application for the disk on a user-friendly network platform that I can make the application for the disk. And the disk is then mailed to me. Obviously, then, Corey, don't have to go in the long line and point to stay. And let me say this, Corey, the NSRL, because I heard you make a lot of comments about the NSRL. We need to have the IT platform back in customs and excise. Mm-hmm. It will not work. I just received a text message telling me that the revenue collection arm of the customs and excise is now hindered once again, third day. For the collection of revenue, simply because they have not had the issue of the IT platform started. It had no right in bra. Obviously, it went over there because the transitioning period that they were hoping to have. We need to bring it back to customs and allow customs to do all of their transitioning whenever pronouncements are made by any Minister of Finance as it relates to taxes, where customs and excise would be involved in the revenue collection, to have that in the hands of customs and not at BRA. Corey, rest assured that by next week, the same thing, we will still be having the same conversation where no taxes at all will be collected in the port, because apparently somebody confined the time when the taxes went on, the 2.8% onto the 2%, by the midnight, the 1 minute after midnight,
yep.
That form was sorted out. All of a sudden, somebody who fix it now can't get it off.
Can't get it off, man. I tell you.
It's nonsense, Corey.
Listen,
not in the 21st century.
Not in the 21st. Patrick, I want to thank you very much for your contribution. I will caution the government in a very serious way where this is concerned, because the reaction to the public on this reminds me of that Solid Waste saga. I remember we had just gotten WhatsApp. And I remember on two occasions when we had the lawyers in here and with the Solid Waste tax, the WhatsApp was crazy. My Facebook was crazy. The lines were crazy. They're usually crazy, but the crazy, crazy. And I am saying to any government official listening this morning, I am not exaggerating to you. If 100 WhatsApps come in here during a program, we have about 500 in here. And Dennis can confirm this. They're coming in fast and furious. And I am saying that to listen to the voice of the people. Now, you may tell yourself that this is what is called political front loading, where you put all your unpopular decisions up front to give you time to catch yourself. This is something that people will live with for a year in some cases. And yes, it may be a 9-day or 1-year wonder and people will forget, or it could be the beginning of the undoing. So I would urge the government to continue to do what it has been doing, which really is listening, responding, and acting. This is one you need to pay attention to. This is Down to Brass Tacks. This is the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks, just 12 minutes after noon. I'll get some quick WhatsApps here to try to get them done as much as possible. They can lump some of them together. There's the article on new roadworks for the IDB. People want to know if it's been tendered. People asking about tax returns. This one says, from the time the Prime Minister said if she got in, all road tax would cease, then when she got in, it was half of the PSVs on July 1st. Now you have to pay back taxes, even though it was said by the minister, if you put down the vehicle until June 1st. Those who had eyes and ears knew that the change of government was coming, so they made the decision not to pay road tax. Now there is backpedaling, and it is being said that the minister was misunderstood and we should pay our taxes. So we will also know we will have to pay at the pump. I'm sorry I voted no. Strike one against them. And I said, I ain't too sure of this body voting. I know you're trying to pull a fast one here. This one says, in Canada, there's no corporal punishment and the kids are not allowed to play rough at school. There's zero tolerance to that type of behavior. And in our schools here, as a result, we do not see kids fighting and beating up on each other in school. This one says, let's be real, people. Government will not be refunding or giving rebates to anyone with regard to the road tax, etc. The reality is that there's a cutoff period, which was June 1st, and that is what it should be, full stop. I'm aware that some people will feel disadvantaged, but if we continue on this path, we are going to be seeing delays in the process. One body actually advocated that the ones that pay already wouldn't pay at the pump. I think that would be too onerous on the gas stations. So that's just my part on that. This one says, hi Corey, agree with Patrick with his speech. I suggest that the insurance companies get together and provide the client with a disc, and the disc should be color-coded to suit the term. This one says, Corey, let the insurance company issue the disc. This is a great opportunity for them to make sure that people pay the entire year insurance. The government get their share and the insurance get theirs as well. It's an excellent opportunity to make things happen. If they issue a 3-month note, they get a 3-month disc. Simple. This one says, Corey, could you all please explain the need for a sticker in the first place? Once I buy gas, my road tax pay. So if the police stop me, all I have to do is show them an insurance certificate. This last one, we go back to the lines. Good morning, Corey. Section 15B of the Road Traffic Act, which deals with rebates, was repealed by David Thompson administration. The PM will have to reenact the said provision to give effect to the lawful rebate. Thank you. So, reenact it. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. You're on the air. Hello, good afternoon. Brass Tacks, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon.
Yes, please.
My name is Sorel. I just want to make a contribution.
Okay, you close the machinery, or are you driving?
I'm not driving.
Okay, just hearing something sounding like driving. Go ahead. Yeah, you don't want to encourage the breaking of the law on this program.
Absolutely.
Good, absolutely. Go ahead.
What I want to contribute is, first let me say, I haven't met you, but I have heard about you from a very good friend, and they say that you are very honorable. You're an honorable man.
The Honorable Corey Lane.
Yeah. My friend is very good in judgment, in judging folks, so I know that what he said, that's it. What I want to make my contribution about is, I've been hearing a lot about same-sex marriages and so forth. And the first thing we have to recognize is that our country have lost its way, and we do not recognize the second verse of our national anthem. The Lord has been the people guide for the past 300 years. It doesn't seem that way anymore. Because whereby we find that people do not acknowledge the Bible as the living word of God. Yet still we base our laws off of the Bible and some of our morals off of it. God said plainly that it's abomination. Right? We don't want to acknowledge that. This is not the word of man, it's the word of God himself. Abomination means that it makes him want to vomit or to throw up. I cannot in a sense, married two men, how do I pronounce them? Do I pronounce them husband and wife or man and man?
I think yes, and you pronounce them. They have roles.
Right.
So one takes on the role of wife and one takes on the role of husbands.
Husband. We have this thing that men born with women entities and women born with men entities and so forth, mm-hmm. or among them and so forth. But if you remember very clearly, the Bible said that, yes, that in the image of God, he made them male and female.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, the female wasn't there until God saw that he brought all of the animals to Adam, and Adam recognized that there wasn't none fit for him. There wasn't none fitting for him to associate himself with. So God said, it is not good. That was the first thing God said, that it was not good.
But I think in terms of the genes, that's a biological thing. They say that females are born with, I think it's the Y chromosome, and males are born with the X and Y chromosome and have both male and female genes in them. I think that's biological.
Yeah, but when God placed man
mm-hmm.
to sleep, he take all of the female out of man.
Okay. But so what are the biologists talking about with these chromosomes and hormones then?
So then we are saying a perfect God is an imperfect God, whereby he didn't know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that is what the world is saying, and these are the signs that are happening. And today, if you look at
I get you right, but what we gotta recognize? What do you say to the persons who are not religious? Like, we are not a religious state, and the separation of state and church. So, say for instance, you have a couple; they do not serve God, they do not believe in the Bible. How then do you use that argument to them? They will not have any interest in that.
I have no problem with a person that does not know God and do these things. I have no problem with that.
Right.
Because they do not know the truth. And they will
say the truth according to you.
Right. Mm. Now, the thing about that is this here, is that when you come into the truth and the knowledge of knowing the truth and you continue doing what you do, it is left to you.
Right.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
We are a country that know that have grown up in a Christian society, and all four parents must be rolled up in our grave to see what this country has been coming to.
Mm-hmm.
I taught a young lady just the other day, and the thing about it, she was given a choice at an early age whether she should go to church or not go to church. You know what she chosen?
Mm-hmm.
Not to go to church, because that is how the human nature is. We rather more like darkness than we do light.
Mm-hmm.
You understand me? And we can't get away from that.
I won't paint everybody with a broad brush, because I see this whole idea of finding morality, and even within church, spirituality, religion, or whatever, I see it as a journey and not a destination. So I see people on a walk, right? And some of them are in church, and some of them are trying their best. Some of them in church, and they're super hypocritical to me in terms of the everyday decisions that they make outside of Sunday, probably Sunday morning to probably Sunday evening, Sunday night, then it wears off and they go back into the whatever. But as you would know, it's not for us to judge. But what I do also see is that as people begin to age and so on, you find that they're always looking back for that compass, that moral compass. A lot of them get back to God and various things. And so therefore, I don't think we should stand on the sidelines and kind of judge the walk of others, but to understand that it's really a journey through life and not a point where you reach and you call it, I am a Christian now, and therefore I walk without blemish.
Corey, when you said that there, so you know what you're actually saying. You know, the Bible asks us, do you know who is going to judge the world? Who's going to judge the world? The saints. I'm not saying that we're supposed to judge, because when God said this way,
I'm not saying that you are saying to judge them, you know. I'm not saying that. You heard wrong.
Watch this here, right? Before you start to tell somebody something, first you must clean your eyes first.
Correct.
What the person is going through, or see clearly mm-hmm. before you can judge them. Mm-hmm. You can't just judge them and you don't see, and you got the same, you're living the same way lifestyle true. As that person are doing the same right thing. I find that we have really lost all the, and when I say we, I am not saying point no finger, no point. I say right. we, because I am included in this week.
Right.
We have lost the all the. It says, I heard someone come up with a program yesterday and they said these words, that things happen, evil start happen because good people do not speak against it. And that is true.
Mm.
We sit by and we watch things happen, we don't say nothing against it. And the thing about it is this here, right? God said clearly that these things are wrong. but yet still we allow them. These things will happen because these are the signs, and people, until people come to recognize that these are the last days and these are the signs. We've been hearing this all along, but it's more close to the day it's coming than yesterday. And one thing is very certain, he's not a man, he will lie. He made promises and he kicked them.
True.
He keeps his promises. That is one thing. For certain, he is coming. Whether you believe it, I believe it, or the whole world don't believe it, he's coming. And he will come.
Mm-hmm.
When 4,000 years when he came, nobody believed that he was the Son of God. The religious people crucified him, and so forth.
But I think the responsibility of the church is to put it out there, in a convincing way, to walk with people, rub shoulders with people even, and get them to understand. But just let's not force it down person's throat. Because I remember even in the Bible, it say, you know, you're going to the city and you're preaching, and people don't want to take it, doffs off your sandals, man.
Correct.
And carry on to the next city. Right, so we don't need to beat it in there with a big stick. Because we just waste our energy and bruise up each other.
The churches have failed in this area whereby they have gone into roof buildings and shut themselves off and shutting the doors. Whereby the church is not supposed to be inside the building. They're supposed to be there telling people about the love of God and how to get their life out, because it is truly coming soon. And when he comes, none of us can run and say we're ready to get ready. We can't get ready because there's no sense in doing it. We were waiting for an election to call, right? And the date was set. Nobody knew. The date wasn't set. Nobody knew when the date was going to set. But it was coming. The same way we were waiting for it to come, and it did come and gone, the same way Christ is coming.
But I think we just need to be prepared, but not focus on the date. You know, I was reading a book recently, and it was saying back in 4 A.D., that people were talking about the end of the world, God coming for the world. 4 A.D. Do you understand? That was year 4. So the thing is to be live like it's tomorrow, or plan like it's for tomorrow and live like it's forever, you know, kind of thing. Because we can't keep focusing on this day, because no one knows but the minute nor the hour. So we just got to be ready for the time. But I think when you put a lot of focus on the time, you actually turn people off.
But
now I'll have you the final word, because we got to go to the 12:30. We'll look again at least.
The focus is not the time. The focus is not focused on the time.
It's the readiness.
Being ready and look at the signs that are happening.
Mm-hmm.
You see, people are not seeing the signs that are happening. A lot of things have happening within the world, and everybody's saying, oh, it's the norm. But it's not the norm, because if, let me just leave this one point, and I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I heard a lot of saints saying that we're going to pray for change, we can't pray for change. Why change cannot come? Because a prophet have not been sent to say, thus says the Lord. Jesus Christ speak these words himself. When he said to his disciples, when the disciples asked the question, how will we know when the end times will be coming? And he himself said his words, there shall be wars and rumors of war. There shall be given into marriages and so forth and such. You see, as the day of Noah, so shall it be in the last days, when they were preaching and given into marriage and neglecting the word of God. So therefore, these are the signs. So when we pray that these things could change, it is not going to change. All we have to do is pray for the mercy of God upon our lives. And if we do not pray for the mercy of God upon our lives, I don't mind who can say that it is religious belief and religious. God's word will not change. He's coming. And a lot of people are going to be crying out when those clouds burst. They're going to be crying out because, you know why? We need to get these things right. We need to get it right. And a lot of believers also are compromising the gospel because they want to keep faith.
I agree with you. There should be no compromise. We got evolved, but evolve without compromising. But anyhow, thank you.
We are compromising it.
Amen. And here ends this call. Amen. Brother Stats, good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Am I gonna be here?
Yes. Let me read this one. Hi, Corey. Why does it seem that these so-called straight people are so consumed with gay people and same-sex marriages? I can't understand how it affects them. You don't hear gay persons bombarding the program with this. I just don't get it, Corey. Yes, sir. Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, too.
All right. I want to talk about the road tax. Because I'm a young boy, and I understand the road tax to some extent, where I believe that the general public do not. I want to use the word abolish, because they said the road tax will be abolished. The word abolish means to scrap, end, stop, or terminate. The example is to formally put an end to a system, practice, or institution. Now, that would say that the word is not free. the agents use like to use the word free. Means that because they
what is free, sir? What is free? I lost.
Free, because this is the terminology.
But no, what is free? God, remember we got limited time. We want to work with you. We're helping you. What is free? Okay. What the agents calling free now?
Nothing. In regards of, literally have to give nothing. For it.
No, I understand what free means. Trust me, I like some free. But listen, you said that beer just like free. To use free. Well, I like free. I ain't God free. Call you and I ain't say you ain't some me. But listen, what are Barbadians calling free now that you're talking about this morning?
Well, in regards to put down your vehicle for a certain period, for a certain time,
right?
They will no longer have to pay a road tax. Now, if my this,
right?
If my this is June 22nd previously, and the minister tells me to put down my vehicle until July 1st. Would it not mean that my road tax is out until July 1st?
Right.
Now, some people will be at an advantage and some will be at a disadvantage. But we are in crisis. That is what bidders are forgetting, that we are in crisis. And many hands made light work. And everybody clapped. I was at the ceremony, the opening ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched everybody clap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, she's saying something good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another statement of the opposition, who's no longer in, said that the person who is the Waka man, he himself, he now has to go to the pump and he has no vehicle.
Right.
But many hands made light work.
Many hands made light work, sir. I get where you're coming from, but we still can't do it in an unfair way. Don't wring my hand. You understand? Let my hand give you. Many hands made light work. But that music tells us it's time for the latest from the Starcom Network News. Stay with us. And remember, we go until 1 p.m. on this, the Thursday edition of Don't Brass Talks.
The public is asked to note that the Supreme Court building on White Park Road is closed today, Thursday, July 5th. To facilitate the relocation of its offices and operations to the Manor Lodge complex in Greenhill, St. Michael. Operations are expected to resume on Monday, July 9th at the Manor Lodge complex. Any inconvenience is regretted.
This is the Thursday edition of Down to Brass Tacks. Just gone 16 minutes before 1 o'clock. 16 minutes before we strike up the band and head on home for this edition of Down to Brass Tacks. This is getting these final WhatsApps. It says, hi Corey, reimburse those who have not yet used up 6 months of their paid road tax, but not in cash or check. Give them gas vouchers, because heaven knows the price of gas already is being felt. This one says, I agree with the caller. There should be a rebate for everyone who has paid road tax up to the 1st of July. Here in the UK, if I return my road tax this, the DVLA, I get a prorate rebate. This one says, I don't totally agree with your caller about the road tax. My cousin has a truck and it has been at the mechanic for a year now, getting work done on it. The remainder of the part should be here by August, and I will then inform the MTW that I am ready to come back on the road. Why should I have to pay road tax? This one says, Corey, is not true. The former DLP administration did not listen to their members. It was a real problem through the years. They deserve what they got. I and I are no longer support them. Heal the BLP. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. This last one. When the road tax was raised from $265 to $400, where the people that already paid asked to pay the $135 difference? And if the road tax was raised to say $900, would the people that pay $400 already be asked to pay the difference? I get what the last one here is saying, but I believe that if they would ask to pay the difference, they could be asked to pay the difference. It would be fair. We don't just say because something was unfair before that we continue to do something unfair. We are always striving to improve and be better than ourselves yesterday. Brass Stats, good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Corey.
Hi, good afternoon.
Let me make two comments. First about the road tax. I agree with the statements that you've made so far with respect to the road tax. And the challenge that I have when with the application is the fact that you're going to be asking a number of people to be effectively paying twice for it. And that, more or less, is wrong. You shouldn't be wringing some person's hand. So therefore, there should be some sort of consideration given to the time frame or whatever within which. And I think if people who had gone to MTW hadn't been turned back in terms of, well, they come now to pay the road tax, and then being told that, well, does he have to pay it, although it was expired just a few days ago or whatever, I think we wouldn't have been in this mess right now. Now, I don't want this government to start off on the wrong foot. And one of the things, the promises that was made by this government, by this administration, is that they would have conversations with the people before they took serious decisions about certain things. And I think this is one of those situations where you plan to do something, you should have a time on CBC or whatever it is, or some time frame, is that any person who objects or who has an issue or whatever, please call in. We're going to have a conversation about it, and then we are going to come to some agreement to try to sort out all the issues before we get it done. And I think this is something that they have to take into consideration in the future. Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard people talking about water and how Barbados is a water-scarce country. I hate to hear that there. Because, yes, we are a water-scarce country compared to a place, let's say, like the Middle East, okay? Compared to a place in the Middle East, we are not a water-scarce country. Compared to a place in Equatorial Guinea, we are a water-scarce country. It is all relative.
But no, it has to do with scientific range.
No, but yes, but hold on. Bear with
cubic
me,
meters.
Bear with me.
Sorry.
Bear with me, okay?
Sorry.
The challenge isn't whether or not we are a water-scarce country by technical definition. Mm-hmm. It is whether or not we have receive enough water during the year, if we receive enough rainfall during the year, to satisfy the needs of the people that live.
Right. We had our type of discussion on Friday when we talked about the using more water. So
right.
How much water is really and truly necessary per person?
Right, but it's not just about the using the more water. You have global standards, let's say, where a person, this is the amount of average water that a person uses, okay? The challenge that we have is that the management of that water supply is bad. In short, one, we receive the majority of our water in the latter half of the year or what have you. We have a wet season, we have a dry season. And the aquifer takes time to refill, to replenish. Water doesn't automatically just end up from the top of the ground into the aquifer. It takes a number of days, about 100 days or how many ever it is. Okay, it takes a long time to get to the aquifer. If you're pulling water out of that aquifer faster than it replenishes, than it can get back in, you have a problem. You will then, especially if you're pulling from, let's say, one particular well, anything around that well, if you're pulling it out faster than that water can get back into that region of that well, you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a dry well, okay? So, and we have a problem where we have a water supply, and we are only using 40% of it. 60% of it is going back into the ground. It is leaking. So the focus has to be on repairing those pipes. Okay, or replacing them or what have you. Mm-hmm. And this is what I want the focus of the Water Authority to be on. We hear that, okay, they want to bring in desal plants, but that is just an excuse because that's an easy way out of trying to say, okay, well, we're going to spend all this money and then put in this new thing and ignore the pumping more water into a leaking system. We need to plug the holes in the system first. So therefore, all this money that we are now going to be paying in terms of additional water costs or whatever, I want the minister to be focused on directing that money to fixing those problems and also the communication problems at the Water Authority. Because I have heard too many complaints about the fact that the top people do not listen to the bottom people. and vice versa.
I actually expect to see some major change with that. And I think we got to keep raising our voices, not to agitate, not to block. But I like the fact that it was a little scared in the beginning that people thought that, you know, they have the honeymoon period and all these various things, and they weren't allowed to comment and to be able to say, you know, their piece. But I think I'm glad that people are able to continue to see the necessity in raising their voices. Anyhow, Brass Stats, good afternoon. We continue to move on. Brass Stats, you're on the air, yes. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon to you. Mm-hmm. I just want to talk again some more.
Before you go, I want to mention two things quickly in case we run out of time. I'm going to give you your time, don't worry. There's a lot of things. Something I was worrying about, thinking about with the QR scanners. There's this free QR scanners. You can put something like a barcode. You can scan it with a phone. And I'm seeing some people here actually recommending that on their WhatsApp, where the police can just come and scan. And I think that digital way is where we need to go for efficiency. And another thing, Alpha made the point about the senior management, and I talk about middle management, and the whole idea how the Minister of Finance announced the tax, but then you see what's happening at the port and customs and bra, it actually, that is where the rubber hits the road, and I just want us to think about that. Sorry, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Lynn?
Yes, please.
I want to talk some water, but just a comment on the road tax. I want to just recommend the reading of Mr. Michael Ray in today's letter writer.
Michael Ray.
Okay.
If you're not, what you could do is take a stab at one or go quickly on both. Cause
I can go to water then.
All right, go ahead. Choose one and put about one.
No, I didn't want to comment on that. I just wanted people to read that letter.
Okay. No problem.
The water. Now, Mr. Lane, I heard the historian, my colleague from St. Joseph, expounding on the water. And he seemed to think that the well at Andrews can supply water. But it is only, as far as I'm concerned, it's only ability to comment on water is that he lived near Andrews and there was a well. A well was at every sugar factory, but I remember as a boy, I also lived near Andrews. I remember as a boy during the crop season, there was always a short of water. The island people always
right, used to use the fight. Water to cool the.
There you go.
The thing, yeah, you're correct.
Then I remember also that there was a spring from Castle Grant that used to run through Mellors and Fridges all the way down to Joseph and so on.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer there. Corey, you know how much water we use in this country?
You
know, when people come talking about they know Barbados is not a water scarce country, you know, where's the authority for saying that? It's just a feeling.
But listen,
we send people overseas.
The UN standard is 1,000 cubic meters a year per person, and we have 310 cubic meters per year per person. So on that standard. But what they mean is that we have a lot of water, a lot of wastage, and so on.
What
so,
is a lot, so, Corey?
We have, eh? I operate over the Brucefield River, so just use it as an example. That water runs into Long Pond or into the sea every day of the year, right? Mm. I spotted the senior engineer at the time. He's off now. And he indicated to me, yes, that water could be trapped. My problem is I thought that by trapping the water, you wouldn't be getting any plus or minus because that water would have gone down through the aquifer and into the earth and be used anyhow. And they said no, because of somebody called it impenetrable soil, that clay soil, it actually runs on a lot on the surface or just below, and the majority of it end up into the sea. That is wastewater. I can't tell you how much it is. I never measure it. But to me, that is water that can be captured and put into use.
Yeah, Corey, how much of that we have, man? Look,
there's
a method. There is a method for determining if Barbados is a water-scarce country. I think rather than people crying out, don't you think that it should be compulsory for every house in Barbados to have a water tank? Capture that rainwater for use?
Implemented properly, yes. I was pointed to some best practices, I believe, in Bermuda and Antigua, where they have these concrete roofs. They have to put certain chemicals on the roof so that when the water is captured, is of a certain quality, and they actually use it for almost anything non-potable, washing clothes and so on. I believe, and the tanks wants maintained properly so you don't breed mosquitoes and so on. I think that is the way to go. There was actually a stipulation in that in the building code. And people have had the tanks, but they didn't have them installed to use. So it was a complete waste, in my opinion.
I think, but I...
People just
I,
got
I
them to like, pass the Tonga Country Planning Regulation.
I don't like the idea that people come butting you up wanting to give the impression that they are real things. and then to tell you, Stuart, when you point to the experts and the people who need know how, you know, people are just going to say, man, don't listen to them, you dismiss them. And why should you listen to these so-called experts and not to the real experts? Mm. Have a good day, Mr. Lehman.
You have a good day, too. Brastats, I think it's time to wrap it up. Literally and figuratively, I don't know. But I want to thank everyone who would have made this program what it has been. Of course, I want to say a thank you to DJ Dennis Johnson, who've been the producer and, of course, the technical operator. I want to thank all of you who would have called and made the program what it has been. I'm always privileged when I look through my own personal WhatsApp and I see my colleague, Trisha, she's saying, you know, civil unions akin to common law marriage, sanctioned by state, though not by church. Churches should be not forced to perform marriage ceremonies if they don't wish to. And she goes on to say, and it made some other comments. Always privileged to have her as part of the program as well. So I want to thank everyone, and I want you to continue to keep it locked to Starcom Network. And just to let you know, Lane out.